The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to restore that system. Mr. Obama is at it again, using the several attacks by gunmen across the nation last year as his reason. He is reportedly about to issue an executive order which would further strip from us our right to have weapons to defend ourselves. Aside from the fact he is violating the Constitution by issuing executive orders to do what only our Congress would have the power to do, and that only if the people approved an amendment against guns which the Congress had drafted, Mr. Obama is disagreeing with the Bible in trying to disarm the citizens of this nation. Secondly, he is disagreeing with our founding fathers on whether we have the right to bear arms as citizens. And thirdly, he is siding with dictators like Adolf Hitler when he works to disarm us. So what does the Bible say about the right to defend one's body against an attacker? On the night Jesus was arrested, he told his disciples, "He that hath no sword, let him sell his garment and buy one." When they told him they had two swords, he said, "It is enough." The plain indication is that they carried these swords all the time. If Jesus was against using weapons to defend ourselves, would he not have told his followers they were wrong for having these swords? Moses defended Jethro's daughters when the shepherds tried to drive them away from the well. He had no rebuke from God for doing this. In Acts 25:10, Paul defended himself when evil government servants planned to kill him. He refused to accept death as punishment for a crime he did not commit. The Jews in Persia defended themselves against their enemies and killed 500 men in the capital city of Shushan. America's founders wanted to make sure our citizens were armed. This is why they wrote the Second Amendment, which guarantees our gun rights. It reads, "A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed." The British soldiers had forced their way into private homes during the Revolutionary War, demanding to be boarded by the homeowners. Our founders wanted to make sure our own army could never repeat this unbiblical act. The Bible teaches in Old and New Testaments the right of self-defense. While God might require any believer to lay down his life as a martyr, any other time He expects us to defend our body, which is His temple. This is why the Apostle Paul used all legal means to avoid death. Dictators have always worked to disarm the people so they could have a free hand to enslave them. In 1938, Adolf Hitler outlawed guns in the nations he ruled. It was after this he killed millions of Christians and Jews simply because their belief in the Bible stood in the way of him ruling with an iron hand. He revealed why he outlawed guns when he stated, quote, "History shows that all conquerors who have allowed their subject races to carry arms have prepared their own downfall," end quote. As believers, we are to take insults and non-life-threatening blows, but we are to defend this body against life threats as the dwelling place of the Holy Spirit. When Nehemiah was rebuilding the wall of Jerusalem, he told those who worked on it, "I even set the people after their families with their swords, their spears, and their bows. And I said, 'Be not afraid of them,'" referring to their enemies. "Remember the Lord who is great and awesome, and fight for your brethren, your sons, your daughters, your wives, and your houses." Guns can be godly defenses. Should we not insist our congressmen stop Mr. Obama in his effort to control us by controlling our weapons, even if that means impeaching him? Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries by visiting heritageministriesky.com.